Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, airlines have come up with yet another way to make money. Now they're trying to convince us to pay extra for getting a premium flight experience by sitting where?
I mean, you can't go a first or class than the cockpit.
No.
But that would be illegal.
That would be illegal.
On somebody's lap?
I imagine, depending on the person you're sitting on, that could be a premium thing, but
what
no.
What other places are we missing?
Well, you can brag about your great seat to the people on both sides of you.
A middle seat?
Yes, the middle seat.
What?
Yes, the worst place.
Who wants a middle seat?
Well, that's the trick. They're trying to convince you to want it. Exactly. Yes, the middle seat is, of course, as we know, the worst place to sit on the airplane, including the toilet. But more and more airlines are opting to make the middle seat about an inch wider and sell it as premium seating. So now when somebody coughs on you, you have an inch more to slide away from it. And then when that person on the other side coughs on you, you slide back. The airlines hope people will pay for the extra space, even though you'll be closed in, you can't look out the window. You're basically the overlapping part of a Venn diagram where two smells come together.
As a child, I have fond memories of going to Christmas parties and eating lots of Christmas cookies and then falling asleep and waking up, and my head would be on the bosom of a woman, like a great aunt or somebody like that. And so I think that if I were in a middle seat between two great aunts, I would be okay with that.
That was a very strange but heartwarming digression.
Yeah, yeah, if you're in there, sometimes it's like cocoon-like to be like kind of in the middle of two nice, like older women with
ample
large bosoms.
Bosoms.
And to just kind of, and they usually, they're okay if you fall asleep in your head. Anyway, I'm just saying that
have you fallen asleep in an airplane and woken up today as a grown man with your head nestled in the bosom of an aunt?
It has happened. It has happened.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you offered that as a premium, I'd take it.
Mo, as if doctors don't have enough to worry about right now, this week they have felt the need to specifically let us all know that you should not, as the internet might tell you to do, treat your hemorrhoids with what?
Nutella? I'm just thinking something like...
Something
creamy and soothing?
Jeez.
That you might confuse.
How did you out-weird the great Anthony so quickly? Like, immediately.
You said that, and trying to wrap my head around that image. I'll give you a hint.
Please.
It's called the Idaho cure.
So you should not stuff a potato up there.
That's exactly right, Mo.
Okay.
Wow.
This week, doctors put out a plea.
I would hope it was mashed.
I already spent so much time on Twitter. I'm like, I gotta get off this. I've never heard of this in my life.
This is definitely dark web stuff.
Really?
Are we talking like a tater tot?
We are talking about frozen potato slices placed where the Idaho sun don't shine.
Wait. Are they raw potato slices?
No, they're like cooked, I believe. Like the idea.
Ugh, they're like steak fries. I hate steak.
No, it's great dieting trick, because if you eat fries that way, the calories do not count. Doctors are saying tossing potato salad up there is not an effective treatment, and no, the H in Preparation H does not stand for hash browns. Doctors warned this home remedy could actually do more harm than good, especially if you use curly fries.
But you know what does work? Sour cream and chives.
Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato.